Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can listen or download this or any of my shows directly on my website, bruceallen.com, at the radio show tab. Like I said, you can listen or download commercial-free and free-free. This is our last segment, and I've carried over our previous guest, Barry Atkins, who's the author of Kevin's Last Walk, A Father's Final Journey with His Son. And he shared with us a very, very powerful story. His website is kevinslastwalk.com. That's Kevin's without an apostrophe, lastwalk.com. So, Barry, what takeaways would you offer parents of teenagers or young adults? Because this can happen, of course, at any age.
Well, I think one of the key takeaways for me actually has more to do with dealing with this sort of thing. And
this sort of thing, by the way, for new listeners or that have just tuned in, is binge drinking that can result in death, which sadly happened to Barry's son, Kevin. Go on, I'm sorry.
So one of the things, when Kevin died, I will guarantee you, I was angry with everybody.
And I can imagine.
I was angry with God. I was not happy that he would take him instead of me. I begged him to go back in time and take me instead of him. But as I came to grips with this during 1,400 miles and lots of time to think, quite often Christians will tell you they understand that God causes or allows everything and that he alone is in charge.
Mm-hmm.
But when you really come to grips with that, it really sets you free. When you understand that he is in charge, he has a reason for everything he does, you don't understand that reason, but he's got a reason for it.
Did you ever read the book, Why Bad Things Happen to Good People?
I have not read that book.
It helped me at a very crucial time in my life. It's written by a rabbi, Harold Kushner is his name, and it's called Why Bad Things Happen to Good People. It's a major, major regular bestseller. He lost a son to a terribly debilitating disease. And as a man of God, he really struggled after the death because it wasn't a phone call in the early morning like you got out of nowhere. He had months and months and years to watch his son deteriorate and painfully die. I'm not saying one is better than the other, by the way. They're both horrible. And then afterwards, he thought to himself, how am I going to minister, so to speak, as a man of God when my faith in God is challenged by this death? And he ended up going on his own journey in his mind and wrote this book. So I would suggest, as an addendum to what you've been talking about, this would be a great book for people that are dealing with these sort of issues, Why Bad Things Happen to Good People. I used to give it as a gift, by the way, to people the moment I knew they were going through a horrible loss. But continue with any other takeaways, and especially your reconciliation with God, because I struggled with that my whole life, because when I was five, my brother died in an accident. And I was too young to know anything other than anger at that point at God for taking my brother. And it's taken me a lifetime to get over that.
And that's absolutely true. But once you come to grips with that and you know it in your heart that God is in charge, it really does set you free. As far as things to take away, I will tell you this. What I tell parents is the two most important things that you can ever teach a child, by far, slice and dice it any way you want, are about the dangers of drugs and alcohol. Because if they run down the wrong path on that, it doesn't matter how good they are in math or reading or whatever. If they go down the wrong path, you're out of luck. You're going to be fighting this for years if you ever successfully fight it. So those are the two most important things you can drill into your kid's head.
Got it, and I thank you very much. We are nearly out of time, so I'm going to have to say goodbye, Barry, and I hope I'll see you at Dad Chat, and maybe we'll do a special Dad Chat on your story someday.
Sounds good.
Okay. I want to thank everybody for joining me for this edition of the Bruce Allen Show with Dad's Point of View. We talked about a living will, and we talked about a father's tragic loss of his son due to alcohol poisoning the day he moved out of the house at 18. The book is called Kevin's Last Walk, A Father's Final Journey with His Son, and it can be found at kevinslastwalk.com or the usual places. Next week, we will be talking about Tikkun Olam, which means repair the world. And it's what I ask people on my website, on my Facebook page, Dad's Point of View, every Sunday. I call it Faith Sunday. We are out of time. I want to thank my usual helpers and leaders, Les Carroll, the station manager, and Richard Dugan, my engineer and producer, and leave you with these final words, which is thank you for joining us. And remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.